WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 42 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Free, free Palestine is what a man in custody shouted after the shooting deaths of two Israeli embassy staffers Wednesday night in Washington. That from law enforcement officials at a briefing in the nation's capital. Washington Police Chief Pamela Smith.
Officers located one adult male and one adult female unconscious and not breathing at the scene. DC Fire and EMS responded, and despite all life-saving efforts, both victims succumbed to their injuries.
Two were shot outside an American Jewish Committee event at the Capitol Jewish Museum. Police say Elias Rodriguez of Chicago, 30 years old, was arrested and that he allegedly shouted, "Free Palestine." The House is in session overnight. Republicans on track to pass a multi-trillion dollar tax break package. A late-night agreement on changes includes new Medicaid work requirements that kick in earlier and an increase in state and local tax deductions allowed on your federal return. This is ABC News. A federal judge has struck down regulations that require most U.S. employers provide workers with time off and other accommodations for abortions. Different areas of the country have been dealing with severe weather for over a week. And just in time for the Memorial Day weekend, it's now the Northeast's turn.
It is going to be a mess across the roads right up and down the I-95 corridor. New York City, Hartford, Boston. Today, 5 p.m., you're leaving work. Boston, windswept rain. We're talking gusts, 40 to 50 miles per hour. Heavy rain on top of that, but the potential for coastal flooding, even the potential for some power outages with those gusty winds.
ABC News forecaster Melissa Griffin says over the weekend, areas of the Plains, Midwest, and Tennessee Valley will also see storms. The so-called tush push still in play within the NFL as league owners narrowly failed to pass a proposal to stop the play used famously by the defending Super Bowl champs, the Philadelphia Eagles. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
A high of 62 today. Clouds will mix with some sunshine gradually. A bit breezy with stray sprinkles possible in the late afternoon. North winds at 8 to 16 miles per hour. Tonight, maybe a sprinkle, possibly partly cloudy to clear and cool later, with a low all the way down to 39 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy and 63. Saturday, partly cloudy and quiet, a high of 65. Sunday, another nice day with mixed skies and a high of 67. Partly sunny Memorial Day, a few sprinkles by afternoon, and a high of 67. Yesterday, we tapped out at 48 here at the studios. We picked up 59 one-hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. Right now, east and northeast winds are at 6 miles per hour, and we are at our overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It reads 42 degrees.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. So gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star spangled banner
America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
From the mountains
to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
We start today in a positive way, the Gaither Vocal Band and God Bless America. Before that, Alabama doing the honors for our national anthem. We're ready for the day. We're ready for the upcoming Memorial Weekend as well. Getting ready for lots of things, graduation parties as we near the end of the month, and some commencement ceremonies that have already actually gotten underway. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail. Here it is today, Thursday, May 22nd. We're here to help you make it count. We'll have some info to get you in the know. Sports scores along the way. The Brewers suffered a loss yesterday in the series finale against the Baltimore Orioles. And it's a big day for high school sports as well. Well, let's start those chores. Here's Joelle Saunier.
My heart, she danced on my head like a bump of murder. The scars ain't never gone in a hurry. And just when I thought I could learn to forget her, right through the door come a tear-stained letter.
there's something better than at home. But a woman's intuition will spoil the competition. She can stop the crop before the seeds are sown. When I need strength, you're there to give it, baby. You're always standing by. When I need warmth, your arms surround my soul till the flames of love are burning high. You know my needs are many.
Bobby G. Rice on WRCO, and you give me you. 5:15 on this Thursday morning get-together. We're at 42 degrees, headed towards 62 a little bit later on. It looks like there could be some stray sprinkles possible late in the afternoon, but the last couple of days, there really wasn't a time when it wasn't doing something precipitating. And so we picked up some real beneficial rain. However, today a reminder, ADRC and Simons Recreation Complex 3rd Annual 3K 5K Wellness Stride, scheduled for today, has been postponed. For more information, call Simons Recreation Complex at 608-647-8522. Flags will be placed in the Richland Center Cemetery today. Those who would like to assist are asked to be at the cemetery by 9:30 this morning. And they could use some help. The Lone Rock Farmers Market will be getting together again today from 3:30 until 6:30 at Center Park across from the Lone Rock Community Building. The 4th through 6th grade Richland Center Intermediate School Spring Concert will be held tonight at 6:30 at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Doors will open at 6:15 and admission will be free. And Richland County Right to Life will be hosting its monthly meeting at Park Street Christian Church tonight, starting at 6:30, and there will be a special guest speaker from Passages.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House Light, brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. It's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Join American Legion Post number 350 for a special veteran show on May 31st at the Cal Center inside Reedsburg High School. The show starts at 1 p.m. Come early and enjoy a hot pork sandwich served up starting at 11 a.m. All to support our local veterans and post number 350. That's May 31st. Great food, powerful stories, and hometown pride. Support those who served. American Legion Post 350.
In sports from yesterday, Adley Rutschman hit a three-run home run to highlight Baltimore's four-run outburst in the 11th inning as the Orioles snapped an eight-game skid by beating the Brewers 8-4. Baltimore ended its longest losing streak since August of 2021 when it dropped 19 straight games. The Orioles start a four-game series at Boston, and the Brewers open a four-game series at Pittsburgh. That'll be going on this evening. Milwaukee, at this point, has not announced its starting pitcher yet. Interleague play elsewhere. Detroit 5-1 over St. Louis. Kansas City 8, San Francisco 4. The Mets 5-1 over Boston. Toronto 14 and San Diego nothing. In the American League, Tampa Bay 8, Houston 4. Minnesota 6-5 over Cleveland. Seattle beat the White Sox 6-5. Cleveland 5, Minnesota 1. The Yankees 4-3 over Texas. The Angels 10 and the Athletics 5. In the National League, Atlanta at Washington postponed. Pittsburgh was a 3-1 winner over Cincinnati. The Cubs 2, Miami 1. Philadelphia 9-5 over Colorado. And the Dodgers got a win against Arizona 3-1. Indiana continues to roll in the playoffs. They're the team that ended the Bucs season early. Indiana overtime win against New York 138-135, and Dallas beat Edmonton 6-3 in the NHL playoffs. Locally, several conference track meets will be held today across Wisconsin, including the Southwest Conference at Dodgeville and the Ridge and Valley at North Crawford. Plus, it's the opening day for a few area high school softball teams in the WIAA postseason. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
It's time now for the aerobic polka. That's a patented part of the Light in the Milk House show. It's powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
Here we go. Stretch out. Ouch. Okay. It's time for the aerobic polka workout. How you doing? Thank you. There you go. Keeney's Polka from Brian and the Mississippi Valley Dutchman right there. Kicking out the jams on the Light in the Milk House show for today. Hopefully you're all limbered up and now ready to go for the day. A daytime high of